Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having my good friend Jim Cafferucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. Jim, I need your website, please.
JimCafferucci.com, and that's the best place to reach me.
All right, so check that out, folks. And his book is there, and all the things he does, all the writing he does. Hey, Jim, we're talking about the making sure that you got a place to, that division and addition are possible among your team. You bring people in with diverse opinions, but they come together and they work toward a single goal. You can't do that productively if you don't have a culture where people respect each other, even love each other. I've worked in places where we loved each other. But we were all, you know, we were all knuckleheads in our own way. Me being the knuckleheadest head of the bunch, but we wind up with something that was productive. Somebody has to create that culture. It doesn't happen organically and stay that way without somebody nurturing it. What do you think?
There's no doubt about that. I think culture is a result. I get called often to say, "Can you come and fix our culture?" And the answer is usually no. But we can work on some of the things that are creating a bad culture, right? So culture is a result. And I think what we're getting at here, and this is one component of it, is honoring this resistance, not just rolling over it. And when we honor that resistance, we're able to say to you, Jim, your opinion is worthwhile. Now, we'll help you shape it and communicate it the best possible way, but we do need it. That it's not a take my order and go back to work and shut up and do your job.
Right.
And that's the place we don't want to work. That's not a good culture. So what we're talking about here in honoring this division and bringing it to the forefront and reconciling it and then moving forward is the process that we need for a good culture. That's where the trust develops. I know you depend on my opinion, Jim. You're my boss. I'm going to bring it to you. That creates engagement in the business, and that's what we're talking about. Now, this takes time. It's simple, but it's not easy. It does take time.
One of the things that I think helps get you to that place where people can, because one of the things you need is you don't just need people to bring you a problem. You need them to also contribute a solution, and that's what I've tried to teach and what I've tried to help my people and my audience do over the years. Is say to your people, if you got a problem, if you think there's something we need to talk about, if we're going to talk about it one-on-one or in the meeting, don't bring it to us. Don't bring the problem without a solution. Even if you don't think we're going to use your solution, bring the one that you have on your mind. We need we got lots of problems. We don't need help finding problems. We need help finding solutions. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, and what you're doing here is you're teaching how to do that. You're teaching the process of how to develop solutions around problems and opportunities so that you're bringing that full answer to the table. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching thinking here, Jim, right?
That's right.
What we're doing.
That's
we're
right.
Teaching people how to think critically and be able to come up with workable solutions.
And about 70% of what they would have brought to the meeting, they would figure out, well, you know what, that was going to be a stupid question. I already know the answer to that. I mean, it triages what comes up in the meetings, doesn't it?
Exactly. There are, in fact, stupid questions, right?
Right.
And we've all asked them.
I don't care what kindergarten teacher said. There are stupid questions.
The process. Yeah, no doubt about it. There are definitely stupid questions. But I like to ask stupid questions sometimes. In fact, I do it on purpose an awful lot. So, we're teaching a process. We're teaching people to think. And the more people we can teach to think this way and critically and being able to analyze this way, the better off our overall business is, because we can't be everywhere. And people are making decisions on the front line every instant. And so to be able to have this process in place and be able to think this way, thinking critically, saying, what are the benefits and the drawbacks to an outside entity like my customer, for example, in this situation. What are the benefits and drawbacks to the business overall? Now I'm starting to think like an owner. And what about me? How does this affect me in being able to think that through? This is all logically working through problems and thinking them through, and we need to teach that process, and we need to show it by example. And talking about it doesn't help a whole lot.
And part
we
of
need
that,
to show this process.
Part of that thinking has to be that you come into the meeting with your idea, but you have to understand that what we leave with is what we all agree on is the best for all of us going forward. That you don't leave with the red licked off your candy. You leave with knowing that you contributed to a better result. What do you think?
Exactly right, and it's much more than just saying that. We can't just go around the table and say, okay, this is the decision we're making. I know you don't agree, but you're buying in, right, because you work here and believe in the system.
Right.
No. It's actually doing that reconciliation that we talked about. Now, it can happen within a minute. We're not talking about gobs of time here. But you have to work that process as a leader. You can't just assume it happens.
Yep.
That's where an employee becomes disgruntled. That's where our culture starts to break down. But reconciling it and then coming to the conclusion that says this is the best way to move forward, should we go for it on fourth down Green Bay or not? If we can all agree,
and all of
then
this,
we can move forward.
And all of this, Jim, doesn't happen organically. That's where the leadership comes in. And if you're the CEO, you're the founder and the owner and the CEO of your company, that's on you. Jim, I need your website one more time, please.
JimCamparucci.com.
Hey, Jim, good job today. Will you come back?
I'll definitely come back, Jim.
We'll
I really appreciate you and love your show.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.